This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A tragedy in the nation's capital. Here's D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty.
They are literally moving pieces of train equipment, and then as we move a big piece of equipment, then searching to find any additional remains.
That's D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty in a news conference within the hour to describe some of the horrific details in a tragedy yesterday when two subway trains collided. It's been called the worst metro accident in Washington's history. At least seven people died. The details we know now, it happened during rush hour above ground on one of the system's busiest lines. One train essentially rear-ended the other, and at the scene, one car was on top of the other. New York Times reporter Ian Urbina has been following this story. You know, we learned some from the news conference, and the fact that this was above ground means it's visible for all to see. I mean, what a horrible tragedy. What do we know at this point?
In this morning's press conference, NTSB, so the federal safety officials, brought up some new concerns. Apparently in 2006, the federal safety officials warned the city transit system and made two key recommendations about an older series of trains, the 1000 series, number one, those trains that the city still uses needed to be either retrofitted for safety precautions or phased out because they didn't seem crash ready. And secondly, that the entire transit system needed to be outfitted with the little black boxes, you know, the safety boxes that are so useful for investigations after crashes. Apparently the city did not heed those recommendations, and it turns out that the train that rammed into the sitting train was indeed one of these 1000 series.
One of the older trains.
Correct.
One of the, you know, I've ridden the metro system down in Washington for years and years. I used to live there back in the early 80s. It was always my impression that that system was not fully autonomous, that if two trains got too close to each other, the tracks actually, powered down so that the trains couldn't hit each other.
That's right.
Obviously wrong.
Well, it's right in theory, but maybe wrong in practice. There is indeed a computer system that is meant to do just what you describe. It's meant to override an operator if two trains get too close to each other or if they're accelerating too fast. And that's one of the biggest mysteries. Why was this possible if that computer system was working?
Wow.
And also, the further safeguard is supposed to be the operator, the human themselves, and on such a clear day when visibility was clear, they weren't in a tunnel, why would the operator not have on her own, the one who was killed and who was driving the oncoming train, not have grabbed the brakes? Maybe there wasn't time, but there are questions about whether she was conscious, you know, perhaps there was a medical condition, or distracted, as was the case in the L.A. accident not that long ago.
Well, you're referring to Janice McMillan, who was one of the seven believed dead in the worst, what's being described as the worst metro accident in Washington, D.C.'s history. And there have been two major accidents in the history of that very modern system. Ian Urbina, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Ian Urbina reporting the story of the tragedy in Washington for our partner, The New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.